Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this newest episode is called For the Lord's Compassion, Return to Him with All Your Heart and Soul. This is over Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 20. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing this, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19. This is not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So I had to be extremely careful about this over time. And the thing the Lord had on my heart was that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of anything that's written in the Bible. Now, He has, on the other hand, shown me ways to add to understanding that meaning and to enhance the meaning of what's written in the Bible, but not to change the meaning. And this is done sometimes by putting more current terms instead of using victuals. Within brackets, I'll use the word food because it's a more current term. Or sometimes within a passage, it'll say, He spoke to him. So when I think it could be difficult for the listener or viewer to figure out who's speaking and who's being spoken to, I might put one or both of their names if I think it's potentially problematic. And that will be within brackets most times. I want to say every time I do that, but I try to put things within brackets if there are any changes, even slight. But I'm human, so I most definitely probably are contradictory. But anyway, don't do it 100% of the time, but I try. Also, there are times where the Lord has it on my heart that it's pertinent for the viewer or listener to have background information. And I'll talk in one particular passage about something that happened in some other chapter of the Bible, of that book of the Bible, or a whole nother chapter of the Bible. And sometimes the Lord has it on my heart to briefly summarize it, and that will be in brackets, but it will also be in a different color font if you get on the blog site. But since you can't see the different color font, I'll say within brackets it says, so you know, she changed this for a specific reason to help in understanding the meaning or the backstory or whatever the Lord had on my heart to include there. Sometimes it's a paraphrased information on what previously happened. Sometimes it's a related Bible verse that gives that information. Also, there are times where I condense, combine, or compress similar words. And doing that, plus the Lord had it on my heart not to put repetitive text needlessly in there, because the Lord had this on my heart for people in our busy world. There are times where there's repetitions and it's done for emphasis or adds new meaning, and most certainly that will be there. But at times where it isn't, after the initial portion of it, I will not include the repetitive portion. But doing this changes verse numbering. So I don't tell you this is verse 8, this is verse 9, this is verse 10. I tell you like I did today. This is over Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible, chapter 13, verses 1 through 20, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord has on my heart from this chapter to include will be there. If I ever get to a spot where it has an asterisk, I'll say, there's a red asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes I'm able to briefly summarize that future event, and sometimes I'm not. And when we ever get to when Jesus is spoken, or referring to when Jesus is spoken, because we're in the Old Testament still, His words will be in red, and I'll say, Jesus said this, His words are in red. So I draw attention to it so you know. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format. Now it'll sound just the same in the table format, when I read it to you, as it, you know, it just, it looks different for the people that get on the blog. And the Lord has specific purpose for doing this, because he had it on my heart a lot. And so, in fact, I was reluctant to do it. It's like, really? Are you sure? Anyway, I think it has some positive benefits, and I can only guess to them, but the Lord always sees the big picture, and he knows what will be beneficial for some people, and I just trust him. And then primarily, this is done with a King James Version Bible and lots and lots of prayers. But at times, I'll use BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. For the Lord's compassion, return to him with all your heart and soul, Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 through 2. It shall happen when all these things come upon you. Okay, this is an aside. So I have, it shall, within brackets, I have the word happen, because it says, it shall come to pass, which is not normally how we talk. So I put the word happen in there. It's just an example of, but it's not in color, and normally I wouldn't tell you, except for it was right after I tried to explain this to you. Okay, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse that I have put before you, and you shall remember them when you are among all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you. You shall return to the Lord your God, and you shall obey his voice according to all I command you and your children with all your heart, with all your soul this day. The Lord will return you from your captivity and have compassion on you. He will return and gather you from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you, even to the furthest land under the heaven. The Lord your God will gather you from there and bring you back again. Okay, this is an aside. So when Moses had taken the Israelites to where Moses, God told Moses, because he wasn't going into the promised land, but that Lord let Moses see it. And Moses was talking to the people around the time they were all gathered together. I think it's prior to when Moses viewed the land, but I'm not exactly certain at this moment. I have to go check it. But it's around that same time. Anyway, God had told him there's a curse on this mountain and a blessing on this mountain. And if you follow me, then you'll get the blessing and you'll have plentiful crops and your families will become a multitude. And then there's a curse if you turn away from me and you follow the false gods of the other people and other surrounding countries. And this is very loosely paraphrased. So he's telling, and Moses laid it all out. You know, God let him know this. Tell the people, this is what will happen if you follow me, and this is what happens if you turn to false gods. So God, knowing all things, is saying, because he knows the people would turn away to other gods. And he says, when you turn away from me, you go astray following false gods. If you turn back to me, I will accept you. Anyway, so now I will gather you from there and bring you back again. So I'm going to get back to the text. And the Lord your God will bring you into the land that your forefathers possessed, and you shall possess it. The Lord will do good to you and multiply you more than your forefathers. The Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, so you may live. The Lord your God will put all these curses upon your enemies and those who hate you and persecute you. You shall return and obey and do what the Lord said and all his commandments that I give you this day. The Lord your God will make every work of your hand plentiful and your offspring, which is the offspring plentiful, and the offspring of your livestock, and the harvest of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good, like he rejoiced over your forefathers. If you shall pay attention to the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and his statutes that are written in the book of the law, and you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, this commandment that I give you this day is not hidden from you, neither is it far away. It isn't in heaven that you say, who shall go up to heaven for us and bring it to us so we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us so that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very close to you in your heart and in your mouth so that you may do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil, for I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes and judgments, so you may live and multiply. The Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. But if your heart turns away, so you won't hear and are led astray to worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you this day that you shall surely perish, and your life will not be prolonged upon the land that you pass over the Jordan River to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth as witnesses this day against you, that I have put before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life, so both you and your descendants may live, so you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For the Lord your God is your life, and he will lengthen your life, so that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your forefathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them. The next time I share a podcast, it will be called The Lord Your God and Joshua Will Cross Over the Jordan River Before You, and it's over Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 through 30. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.